The latest economic turmoil in Brazil is driving a new surge of migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. Many migrants are making their way to established Brazilian communities like Newark's Ironbound neighborhood, but they may not be able to stay. Paola Moura reports.
32-year-old Adriana washes dishes in the first apartment she's ever lived in. For 4 months now, she's been sharing a bedroom with her husband and 2 children in Newark. Little by little, they're adapting to their new life.
O pequeno já conta até 30 em inglês. Não, deixa eu te ver.
Adriana says her younger child can already count up to 30 in English. She and her family crossed the U.S.-Mexico border, as more Brazilians are doing now. They surrender to border agents, hoping to pursue asylum here. Adriana asked that we not use her real name because she fears it could hurt their chances. To finance the trip, her family sold their only property, a small rural pasture in southeastern Brazil, in the state of Minas Gerais. They saw no future there. She says utility bills became very expensive and her family could eat only the basics. To Brazilians, it means mainly rice and beans, and meat only once in a while.
Todo dia carne. No Brasil, de vez em quando, eu ia lá.
Now, in Newark, she says her family is eating meat every day. And Adriana has a job. She's working as a kitchen assistant, washing dishes. The New York City area has one of the largest populations of Brazilian immigrants in the U.S. The Migration Policy Institute says about 48,000 as of 2017. And many have settled in Newark's Ironbound district, where Brazilians have lived for decades. At Brazil Square, you'll find supermarkets, restaurants, food carts, and a cafe selling a Brazilian chicken specialty called coxinha. Portuguese is spoken all around.
Eu quero um risole de carne e uma coxinha com catupiry.
The district is also the home of Mantena Global Care, a nonprofit that offers education, health, and immigration services, mainly to Brazilians. One of the founders, Solange Paisanti, says she volunteers 7 days a week, listening to people, like they were her own children.
Eles querem, assim, sentir uma casa, eles querem sentir como uma família, entende?
Paisanti says recent arrivals from Brazil are seeking a warm welcome, a sense of family, and a home. She's surprised by how many Brazilians are coming to Newark lately, an average of 8 families a week. At the NGO headquarters, Brazilians can also get access to counseling. Psychotherapist Viviane Wilkins says she's the only one she knows of offering free mental health services to children in Portuguese in the area.
It was here in Newark that I realized that I was needed, that my work could be crucial in somebody's life.
Despite these Portuguese resources in Newark, it may not be enough for asylum seekers like Adriana to stay in the U.S. She's been wearing an ankle monitor since she was released at the border, and she's still looking for an immigration attorney to represent her in court.
Se deportar nós, não sei o que nós vamos arrumar lá, porque tudo que nós tínhamos, nós deu para vir para cá.
Adriana says if she and her family are deported, she doesn't know what they're going to do because they spent all their money to come to the U.S. Experts say smugglers in Brazil lie to immigrants and tell them the courts here will favor them. But to succeed in their asylum claim, immigrants like Adriana will have to show they suffered more than economic hardship to be able to stay here. Paula Moura, WNYC News.